because they out and out just said, oh, forget it, I don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she's going to be that kind of person. I mean, she's pretty stable and, like, she's really my ideal client. Like, really, really. So, thank you. So I just, I was just like, I just wanted to be, she didn't question it or anything. And I've been using that same one. And I do want to be, you know, totally on good faith. Like if you decide that this isn't for you, I don't have a problem, you know, cause I leave the money in there for like, well after we're halfway through, you know, I try not to do that. So, yeah, so it's not really, and I just don't think I want to put that out, but I wasn't sure if it was the professional thing to do, you know, what do you think?
Yeah, great question. So it's totally up to you and what you're comfortable with insofar as what the terms are. Some people are fine with a money back clause. Some people are absolutely no refunds. You sign up, you're in. That's Rich Lipman's programs are all like that. Like you pay, you're in. Like you change your mind, sorry.
Right.
So, and then, you know, of course, there's like a middle ground. So it's really up to what you're comfortable with. And that being said, it's very, very important that you have everything in writing, even if it is a more like good faith or more flexible arrangement. Have it in writing to cover your butt.
Okay. Sure. Good. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And the verbiage around that, I feel like
I saw one on ICF for, ICF, I believe was, they had a sample contract agreement and it did have it on there.
Oh, great.
And, I'm trying to think what did it say. It said that you or the coach has a right to cancel this contract at any time. If you do, and then in a different place it had termination, and so that was just an information, you know, statement. And then where in the contract where it said termination, it just said that you promise to pay the compensate the coach for the time that you use. But I'm thinking, what do you say when the person is already just paid you everything, so you know they've already compensated you for what you did and you know what you didn't do so far, so I wasn't sure how to handle that for them.
Right, so it sounds like what you're wanting to do, should they decide that it's not a great fit at session 4 out of 8, let's say, and they let you know, hey, you know, this isn't quite working for me. I'd like a refund on my money. You would like it to be, you're okay with that. And you'll just like refund the money and it's
right.
Fine. Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds pretty easy to, verbiage wise. And my personal two cents with that is if that's the direction that you're going, which I did for a while. And in some cases I still do, but I still bill for my prep time and the essentially like the onboarding time. So I'll bill additional hours in there based on what the balance is that they have for me. I've never had this happen. Have I had this happen? One time this came up and
I think you told me about it when I was mentoring with you too. And that you went back and forth with her.
That was a different gal. That was a girl.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That was a girl who just like did not show up and then was like, give me a refund. And I was like, what are you talking about right now?
Right.
No. No, this is a different case, a different scenario. Long story short, where she also wasn't putting what she, you know, she kept like kind of postponing her sessions. And I'm super compassionate and like, I don't get on cases. I'm not going to, you know, whatever. But then it got to the point where it had been so far between that she was like, you know, I think maybe this isn't the right time. I think I should just get a refund. And I was like, that's not how it works. you're committed and I'm still here, but I could make an exception. And this is how much of a refund you would be due based on your remaining sessions. And then also the billable hours that I have spent with correspondence, with prep, with something else, I think. And so after billing my, you know, my billable hours for that and subtracting it from the balance, mm-hmm. it brought it down so much that she was like, okay, never mind. Let's just keep doing this. I'll show up.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it actually did kick her, like, kind of kick her into gear in a really good way. And she's off to the races since then.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
So how do you word that? You just say for the billable hours spent prepping and, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was one of those situations where she and I had been corresponding. I was investing a lot of time in email correspondence with her, like kind of trying mm-hmm. to iron this out and figure out what to do next. And it was like at the end of one of those emails where I was like, I just spent 4 hours this week, like in this conversation, you know, like this is my valuable time. So,
right.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Awesome. Good question.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And if you want me to put eyes on it or you want a, you know, second opinion after you kind of have it drafted or drawn up, let me know.
Okay.
I'm happy to.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For sure. How's Ashley doing?
I am good. I was just trying to think through if I actually have any questions. Because I just sometimes just like to hop on. And I was working on Amgen stuff up until now. So my brain's like trying to like reorient with from that to this. So,
yeah. Switching gears.
Yeah. Well, I do have another question.
Fire away.
Oh. So, hello. What? Okay. And maybe this is just simple. I don't know. But what I'm finding is it takes a minute to, how can I say, understand somebody's energy at first when you first meet them, you know, and you're having your first, not even conscious call, because that is different to me. But like the welcome call or any other time you're on and you don't know the person well and you're getting to know them and you're listening, like, I don't know how to, like, I'm so caught up in listening and, you know, sometimes I feel like, and I know I don't always have to have something to say, but just the flow of conversation is kind of slow moving, you know, until you get to know the person.
Okay. Yeah, this is a great topic. So this would be after the consultation, like their first session or the
yeah.
This is like the first initial session. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, and the flow, you're finding yourself in aspects of that conversation or like moments where you're feeling.
I'm listening, mm-hmm. but then should I have a, should I have a comment or, you know, or anything? Like it just, it's hard for me to get in the groove of a whole conversation because I'm listening a lot. And I feel like there's a pause and then do I need to fill that with anything? And it's not really a time where they're thinking, you know.
Okay. Okay. So distinction question, clarity question here. Are you using the, like any kind of initial session format or flow where you're kind of taking them through the steps of how you you're doing. Okay.
Well, cool. Not for the welcome one. I'm using the welcome packet.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering, am I asking too many questions? Like, am I rapid firing and then listening and then just moving on to the next, or is that just how it is? You know?
Right. Did you, and I thought we did go through my initial session format and flow, like it's the 90 minute.
Oh, I have that. So I know I have it. I just have to find it. Okay, I'll look at that.
Yeah, I'll send you over the updated version of that. And this is just how I do things. By all means, like, take or leave any part of this that works or doesn't. Mm-hmm. 1 second, I have to make sure Sylvia's okay.
Okay.
I'm looking at my...
Huh?
I'm trying to look at... I have that same question that Kim has, but mm-hmm. it's more so in, like... Because I follow the welcome session format, but even, like, there's sometimes where it's, like, there's the natural flow of the conversation kind of, I don't know, it seems like an abrupt, like, okay, well, now we're going to move on to this kind of thing. Not, like, but not in that as abrupt as way.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like sometimes in my conversations, like, I had a second session with one of my clients this morning.
Yay.
And, with Rosemary. Yeah. Yes.
Woo!
And it went well, but there are times where I'm like, I don't know, I think I transition it fine, but there are times when I'm like, okay, well, we've gotten to that and we've kind of dug that. Now let's move on to this. I don't set it in ways, but sometimes it does feel like a abrupt change of direction, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
Totally makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So these are both unique session scenarios. There's the initial session, which is like setting the stage with the client, walking them through all of the like rules of engagement, setting the schedule, focus points, a little bit of welcome module, right? So it's guided. There's, well, at least from where I'm coming from, again, you guys do whatever you feel most comfortable with. I obviously find it really helpful to like, and I'll get into this in a second, the initial session flow, is helpful for a lot of different things and having that structure. So that's a uniqueness. And then with Rosemary, if I'm remembering correctly, you have like a custom situation with her where she's like doing self-study and then you're right. hopping on a call with her and walking her through. So in that case too, that there's structure, and I'm guessing like kind of talking about this workbook and that workbook or like this theme and that theme.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. So both of those lend themselves to like improvisational in the moment exploration, but not as much as like a session that's focused on one thing, right? Or like one direction, which is fine. They're both, all of it's good. So in terms of transitions, once you feel complete with whatever you're exploring with them, let's say it's like core values or something, right? And you feel like you've kind of covered that, you guys have, you're both on the same page, they know what to do next, and then you also need to get to, let's say, gremlins or something.
Right.
So is it that transition point that's feeling like awkward?
Yeah. It would be something, not maybe that specifically, but yes, that's a good example of how to, like, do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We've like explored one theme or something, or yeah, even today I was talking to her about core values and stuff like that. But then it was like, all right, well, we've explored that enough, but let's move. I know you also wanted to talk about this. So let's kind of mm-hmm. move to that too.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's like, all right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like an abrupt change, but it's also trying to like accomplish what we want to accomplish or what they want to accomplish as well and get through stuff. So
right yeah, it depends on how things are set up and the dynamic and everything, of course, right. But that's totally fine. Like if you just discussed core values, you can ask them like, do you have any like questions about that for me, or anything that this stood out to you. Okay, you can kind of close it out like a little mini session within the session, right? And just make sure that they're complete with it as well. And then perfect what you said, like, you know, you also wanted to dive into this, so let's go ahead and transition into that and explore that for a while. Totally fine.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, definitely. And it's helpful up front with these kinds of things too. This is part of the setting the coaching agreement. I know I think I've mentioned this to both of you guys, but at the beginning or the top of a session, kind of giving the client a sense of where we're headed today. So if it's a single focus theme from their strategy or their session prep, then personally what I do is we do some review of how things have gone in between. We kind of highlight things, troubleshoot that, you know, get caught up to speed for the first 10 minutes, and then the rest of the session is typically devoted to whatever the focus point is. But just letting them know that we're going to start with a little bit of review and then segue into the theme at hand is helpful, so that they're not like, whoa, what are we doing? Switching gears? What are you talking about? So just like letting them know at the top of each call can be a good idea.
I did that. She just had a lot in her session prep. So there was a lot to explore. So it was like, I was trying to like, where are we going to focus on today? Like, cause it was, I don't know. There's just a lot to get through, and we went over our hour, but, which was totally fine. But, and she had the time and I had the time, but still like need to like, I don't know, maybe for the next call, because she is such a unique situation for me, need to like make sure we get a little bit more specific or a specific focus, I guess. And then a lot of it, I have some follow-up to do with her via email too, so.
Yeah. Makes sense, yeah. If there's two, it doesn't behoove anybody to have a bunch of stuff in one call, so. Right. That sometimes happens just by nature, but if you can, when she sends you the session prep, and based on everything else she sent over to you and that you've looked at, try to get a sense of like, okay, this is like, she's at this point in the journey, or this is like something she's stuck on right now, or we could talk about this and that would empower her to move forward and understand what we're doing next. Like, to hone in on one or maybe a couple of things. That sounds like it might help.
Yeah.
I'm getting a better sense now of what you're saying. Like, if there's like seven things that they want to focus on, you're like, okay, now on to the next one. Great. Now,
we've explored that for a little bit. Now it's time to go that. I mean, even in sometimes in my practice or general sessions overall, I see what Kim was saying too. Sometimes it does feel like, okay, we've talked about this. That's cool. Where else do you want to go with it? So sometimes I'm like, yeah, there's a, I'll pause at that point or something, but.
Like today, Leah and I had our practice meeting. Oh my God, she is like great. Oh my God, I bombed it. There were a lot of things going on, and you'll see it for me, you know, because she coached me first, and then I was just at a loss. I don't know. I was just at a, and it might not be that bad. I really need to watch it over again, but I was just like, I don't know where my head was. Well, I do. It was just. Yeah. Her flow of talking is like, she can really get in and out of a conversation. And I don't necessarily mean out, but through general conversation, like, it was so effortless. And I think I was always ready for it to start, you know, you know, like an official start, not just like a conversation that weaved itself into. And I thought, oh my God, she did that so effortlessly. Like, it was so comfortable for me as her client. And I did not return that favor at all.
So, but tell me more about that part of it. Yeah. What
it just, you know, she was asking how I was doing. She was asking, you know, what was coming up for me. And it was a very present right now thing that I had just processed in the morning. And I shared it with her, and it just went from there. Like, it was no really official start. Like, Herky and I started, like, we were like, okay, we're officially going to push the record button, you know, and it wasn't like that. It was just a conversation that turned in, and she asked some really good questions. And I was just like, you know, And so, you know, I cleared it up and we started talking about something else. And I think my focus was just, I think in looking back on it without watching it again, I think I was just in a problem solving. Like, I feel like I was very problem solve-ish, you know, with my questions. Mm-hmm. I think because the conversation was going so easily, I didn't know what the focus was. And so it was like almost super comfortable, but like it so worked on the other end that I really liked that flow. Like I really liked that. And I know that that's what I like with you. And that's what I like to happen with my clients. It just did not happen today in my practice. One. So yeah, it was. And it was, I think officially I was, it was almost like, okay, we're off of me, you know, let's, and maybe it was just because it was emotional too that, you know, but I don't, that definitely wasn't an excuse. I felt like we transitioned. I could tell when it was moving to her. Okay. I just didn't do, I don't think I asked great questions at all. Like, I think I was searching for it because the conversation was just so easy. And I don't know. So I can't really, you know, pinpoint something. And I think now I just want to watch it over because then maybe I could pinpoint it again, you know. So, yeah.
Did it feel like you were kind of like almost superficially trying to inject coaching into a really a nice flow of a conversation? Did it feel like two trains, like two songs that were not mixing well?
Yes. Like I was, it was almost like I didn't want to interrupt the conversation with powerful questions. I just didn't want to. And it, but I want to learn how, because she did that to me and you've done that and I've done it in other things, but it just was like, I did not make good use. And as soon as we got off, I thought she used the word new normal like 20 times. And that was in my workshop for the principals. Like I wasn't hopping on any of the bandwagon, none of it to me. I just felt like I didn't question or didn't just flow with it. You know, it's really what I felt like. I just didn't flow with it with signals that literally were right there, you know? But I was very appreciative for the session I had with her. I thanked her several times.
That's awesome.
It was like that moment when Aliana was in the, why do I say that? Is Ali? Yeah, Aliana was in the hot seat. It was like that moment. And she brought so many different things out. It was great. I thanked her like a million times. It was like, it was a meant to be conversation. She said things that I had written in my journal that morning. It was like the thing I had decided to process on. When I told her the situation, she picked it out. So I'll just share it with you. Cause it was just weird. Am I taking up Ashley's? I don't want to. Okay.
Oh, you're fine.
Okay. So she, I was telling her that I needed to let some things go, emotionally, mentally, and I was processing. And I explained to her a little bit about the Nate situation and everything because I wasn't sure she had been on call. So I shared that with her briefly. And she said, I heard you use the word safe two times. She said, and it seems like a close relationship that you've had that may have been your rock is gone. And so what is your spiritual thing? So literally in my journal, because I had listened to Alan Watts, I listened to him last week sometime. So today in my journal, I put Nate, my relationship with Nate is one of the rocks I am holding on to and I need to swim. I said, I took my thing out. I said, I know you can't see this.
What?
But I wrote this morning. morning. And I was just like, oh my God, this conversation was meant to be. And then I totally bombed the second half. So I don't know.
Woo.
It was a great conversation.
Oh, wow.
/ coaching session.
Good.
Yeah.
That's really, I'm so glad that you had that support right at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it felt that way for you. That's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I told her about the resources that you had sent after, like within the conversation, and she was sharing some of her, you know, her own thing that has worked for her, you know. So it was cool.
So thanks for sharing that. And it is so human, and it's going to happen. Where we have sessions where we're like, what on earth did I just do? Like, where the fuck was I just now?
Right. I was not there.
There's like, the way that I've thought about it is like, there's the zone of like super on fire on, like in, you know, level 3 listening, like tuned in, really great. And then there's like, it's kind of red, and then it goes into the orange, and those are great sessions. Like, I'm present, and, you know, things are still a great session. Once in a while, for I don't know why, there will be a blue or like something. Usually it's a consult call that for all intents and purposes, I cannot for the life of me figure out why, but the flow, it was just like awkward flow, and I was awkward, and it's just like, what the heck is happening? So it happens. It's normal. Just want to normalize that for everybody.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And also, so that's like in general that, you know, it can happen. And then also the kind of back-to-back format that we're doing the buddy coaching in is, it's biased to whomever, I mean, it's biased to both people because someone's first and then someone's second, right? So you processed through a ton of stuff with her and had this like really profound experience of being held and supported and, you know, processing things and then kind of doing the reset and stepping into the other role. I mean, that is a lot of energetic shifting to do. Not to say that you can't or that you didn't in, you know, in it, the ways that you wanted to, but that big of a 180 swing into the other role and having total focus and being totally tuned in when you just went through this powerful experience can be really challenging.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really challenging. It's like, it almost takes like a performative mindset switch, almost like compartmentalization, which I, you know, don't recommend using unless you have to, to be able to go from like one state to another state.
Okay.
So it makes total sense to me that you were still in process mode with yourself, even if you wanted to be, you know, in the moment with her.
But she did a great job. I told her like several times. I was like, oh my gosh, thank you. And I thanked her. But it was so easy, like just such an easy flow that, you know, and it's really my first time talking to her by myself, you know, like us just, you know, and we did some just talking about what was going on with us at first. And then when she asked me, she kind of just picked up on it and just went with it, you know? So it was cool. I think too, like I heard what she was saying, but I kind of was, you know, still waiting for like that official start. And then when we flipped, once she just kind of went right into mine with when she was asking me general questions. And so I thought, oh, I didn't think to do that because I felt like we were just, you know, kind of chatting. And then when it did flip over, you know, I think I was just trying to, it was like a catch up, you know. So, yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. I mean, it sounds like a valuable experience in a lot of different ways. And we only learn from this, right? From
it definitely was.
Yeah.
Definitely was.
But that does raise a good question that we'll be getting to probably in foundations sooner than later. With regard to managing oneself, like with the showing up, you know, and what to show up, how to show up when maybe some stuff's going on in our life that is crazy or stressful or whatever, you know, we're just like having a day, and how to be able to center in and like fully focus amidst everything that's going on. Like it takes practice, and but there are like, you know, techniques to do that. But if you're just back to back to back, there's not necessarily the reset time in the middle there to tune into. So yeah, well, I'm glad you guys had a session. I'm excited for you to listen back to it and then like kind of take notes on that and let me know what you think after you listen to it. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because right after, like, and probably because I just got a chance to, you know, and settle in and kind of, you know, it was kind of like a, oh, wow, I did not take advantage of that, you know, that moment. You know.
You can always request a redo. No, not a redo, but yeah. offer her another session where maybe you're first.
No, that's okay. I mean, it was a learning experience, and I'm glad that I got to go through that, because I haven't had, you know, an experience like that before where I was, you know, where I felt like I was not knowing. Besides the one where the conversation kind of just dull, you know, or whatever. But I mean, not, you know, kind of with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was actually glad I had that, especially in a practice.
Yeah.
But you know, right. But still, it was kind of cool to have, because it was like, okay, I really learned something. I felt like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Something else that you can do, this is more of like a bold or bold coaching technique, but it's good to have in the bag, is to speak to what's happening. Mm-hmm. And God, there's a great example of this in a book, Direct Communication or something like that. But if we're feeling lost in a conversation, like socially, but especially like with a client, it can actually build a lot of trust. If we're just not quite jumping on the train with them, or we're having a difficult time tuning in to them, or maybe they're kind of talking about something that's like going off in the left field, and we're like, what are you doing? Where are you going with this?
Mm-hmm.
We get to speak to it. You know, we get to be honest, because it's not serving anybody for us to be tuned out or having a difficult time on our end. Mm-hmm. So it's totally okay to say, you know, let them finish their sentence or their thought, but, you know, I'm going to take a pause here and just be completely transparent with you. I'm having a bit of a difficult time tracking where we're going here. And would it be okay with you if we kind of recentered back on the focal point and explored this from another direction? Or would you be willing to kind of fill me in on the connection between A and S or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are these things related? I'm just having I didn't quite catch that, or I'm having a difficult time tracking with you. And that is, the honesty in there is really, I think, can be really empowering for both sides. And it's totally okay. I mean, that's part of the direct communication core competency, is being able to kind of call things out as they are, or like call a spade a spade in a obviously constructive way. And so, yeah, just wanted to offer that up. Yeah, there have been many, many, many times where, not because I'm in a spacey place or anything, but I just, like, the client's like talking about something and then like something else, and they start going down that path, and I like literally have no idea how this is connected to that. So I'll like listen for a little bit to like see if I can put the pieces together. But if I can't, I'll pause them and kind of like, let's zoom out together. I'm super curious about how this connects to that, or like what had this come up as we were talking about that, just so that I'm like not pretending to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So cool. So segues and transitions wise, just circling back to that, it sounds like that's when there's like a specific schedule of things that you want to cover with them, or like topics and themes, and it's about like how to go from theme A to theme B without, I don't know, in a smooth and natural way. Is that true for you as well, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So speaking to it, you know, like I said, kind of wrapping out the first theme with them and asking if they have any questions about that, or how they're feeling right now, how they're feeling in their body, just kind of do like a, you know, present moment tune up, and then, you know, let's go ahead and transition into talking about this today as well. Mm-hmm. Is that helpful? I don't know if that's exactly what your curiosity was, Kim.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Because like I said, sometimes, especially when you don't know them yet, like the, you know, sometimes it'll kind of go, and it's kind of like, okay, I don't want to say, okay, now on to my question number 8, you know.
Uh-huh.
Or I find myself saying, okay, so, you know, like the what?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
Yeah, so.
Is this with like deeper exploration themes, or is this in like the tactical, you know, again, initial session,
yeah,
nuts and bolts stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's more like tactical stuff, or it's more like deep exploration?
Well, I guess maybe both, because so for example, when we were in the welcome packet information, I wanted to know, like, there were certain ones that I wanted to go deeper in, because it was kind of it was a surface answer, and it was kind of like I just needed some more information. Mm-hmm. So there were a couple of them. So I kind of was moving from one to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, thank you. Okay, great.
Sorry, I didn't. Yeah.
No, it's okay. You probably said it and I missed it. Okay. Yeah. So if it's like a question about strengths and skills, and then you're moving on to a question about like dreams and visions or something like that, kind of unrelated.
Yes, that
unrelated
is perfect.
Thing.
It's actually perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then, like Ashley said, we've talked about it, uh-huh, you know, all the way to the end. She's given me some information, and then it's like, okay, so, you
I'm
know.
Not your dreams.
Yeah. Right.
So at the top of the, you know, the conversation, we're letting them know that there are some areas in the welcome packet that caught our eye, or that we're curious about, or we'd like to explore more deeply with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to start, you know, kind of in order, we're going to start here and explore this. And then there are several areas that we want to dive into, or that I want to dive into. So they know that there's multiple themes on the horizon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which that's an important part. And then I think speaking to the fact that you have the information that you have the information I was going for, that like, thank you so much for sharing all of that. That really helps me get a sense of, you know, what this means to you, or what your, you know, what your strengths are, and how we might be able to utilize that, or whatever, right? So thank you. I feel a lot clearer about that. Let's go ahead and kind of transition into the next theme that I'm curious about, with your vision or your, you know, blah, blah, blah. So kind of like the tour guide in a way. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's actually. Because like there was one where we got really deep and she kind of made some connections and she was telling me about that. And then it was time to move on and it was kind of like a, and you know, like, yeah. So.
Did it feel rushed? Like it was too soon to move on? Was she still in process?
No, not at all. Almost just felt like it hit. Deadened, almost like it was totally exhausted, and
complete. Yeah, right. Back to the races. This is where, I think it's in chapter 2 of Coactive, but this is where feedback and acknowledgement are really helpful. They're great as segues. So, thank you so much for sharing what you just, you know, what just came up for you. It's really helpful for me to know, like, you know, this piece and that piece and, you know, just validating and acknowledging what they just said. And then so that they know that we've heard it and then maybe taking a moment to check in with them, like, how are you feeling right now? Are you, you know, ready to move on to the next like theme? And and if they're a yes, then you can transition into the next theme. But acknowledging what just happened is a really great way to kind of close the container.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. What?
I have another question that is about that, but not about that.
Bring it up.
Because you brought up when you said closing the container. So what do you both, and I was going to text both of you about this too, about your Calendly so that people don't schedule back to back?
Oh, Fawn has a great answer.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to do it for me when she showed me how to do it.
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, so in Calendly, there's a setting within the event type that allows you to set a buffer of time between this event, this kind of event.
Okay.
So
you can advanced tab, right?
I think so. Advanced settings. Setting. Yeah. So do you want me to show you? I can show you real quick. Yeah. And then, so that's for like, if you just have one event type, you can have Calendly kind of manage the buffer there. But in the case of moi, when I have a gajillion event types, not Canva, Calendly, Fawn, all the time. So Calendly does not have a setting. I'm in this forum of other people who are very frustrated about this. So they don't have a setting of like maximum amount of events of whatever kind, total per day. They don't have that setting. Mm-hmm. So if I have, for example, if I have like 3 regular client sessions booked through Calendly on a day and I have, and then somebody books a free strategy session, I don't know, there's like no way to tell them the maximum amount of like total events. But that's a different kind of problem.
No.
So what I do for that is I just literally have to block off, like, in my, you've seen this, I think, Kim, my.
In your calendar.
My Google Calendar. I don't know where it is right now, but somewhere behind.
Oh, so that stops Calendly from doing that?
So when Calendly sees any block from our Gmail calendar, our Google Calendar, it doesn't schedule the times that are occupied.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So you have to connect it. You have to connect your Gmail to Calendly.
You mean not just it showing up on my, when you say that, do you mean I have to do more than just my appointments being sent there? Do I have to sync them in some kind of way?
I think so, because mine's not synced. I have mine not synced for a reason, because I have stuff in there that I don't want it to not schedule something on, but
okay.
You have to go in there and sync it somehow. much.
Okay.
So, okay. I'll go to, gosh, these training sessions. Remember when we used to do that for only 2 hours?
For only 2 hours? I think we used that like once, twice, maybe.
Oh, God. Sound familiar, Kim?
Yes.
4, 5, all day.
All day. Oh, God. Okay, so we go to when can people book this event, and then we go to advanced.
Yeah.
And then it says event max per day. I have mine at 4 for some ungodly. Oh, because I don't use this particular one. I'm like, what? 4 2-hour blocks. I guess that does add up. So, yeah, you can put max events, and then you can show availability in increments of whatever you want. I prefer hour and on the half hour. I don't like 15-minute increments. Are just annoying.
Okay.
And then you can prevent events less than 24 hours away, so you have lead time if, you know, someone books. And then buffer before event, buffer after event.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you just have to go do it for every... I think I ended up having to do this for every type of event I have.
Every type? Okay.
I don't think it automatically set it for all the other ones.
Right, but let's say we just set this one. Let's say we just set one and closed out and we got into a different event. You can go to copy availability.
Oh, okay.
From a different one.
Okay. So it will transfer those settings over to the advanced settings. Because I've done the copy availability. I just didn't realize. Maybe that's how I got all connected then anyways.
I don't know. I think so. I say that's actually a good question.
It may be because I've copied availability over to all of my events so they're connected or whatever.
Let's see. Because we're not using this link anyway.
Yeah.
Copied over the details. Cool.
Oh, yeah, it did. Okay, cool. So it does both of that, the actual availability and the settings you have. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, Kim, to link your calendar, so when people book a session, it shows up on your Google Calendar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then you should be integrated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe so, I inject mine then. I don't know.
Because right now I really don't do any afternoon ones. So I've never, and in the afternoon is when I usually do my other things, like my appointments, my errands. So I've never had anything potentially class, you know, because I, most of my sessions are in the, all of them really are in the evening, unless I specifically tell someone, okay, I'll take you at an earlier time. But then that's me inputting it. It's not really, you know, them setting it up because mm-hmm. all my availability hours are later on Calendly.
So right.
I've never had anything.
So Calendar Connections is under Account and in Settings. Let's see. So it is connected to my Google Calendar. So that's where you would look, Kim.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So for example, if you started, when you start getting a lot of leads, Ms. Kim,
mm-hmm.
you may want to block off those afternoon time slots either in here or in Calendly so that people don't book those spots.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
System. Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a chess game sometimes with like figuring out how to pace everything and yeah.
So, you know, the one time they were back to back, I did ask, you know, the one who has been working with me for a while, you know, could she move 15 minutes? And she was, but I was like, it has to be a way to do this. I remember Fawn's blocks. And I was like, and then I forgot to email you. And yeah, so.
Oh. Yeah. If that happens again, like when I, back in the day when I really wasn't like super on top of things, that would happen where it would just be like, I'd get a back-to-back or a couple back-to-backs, and I would let my client know at the beginning of the session that I do have another call at the hour, so we will wrap out at 50 after, but I'm happy to, you know, tack 10 minutes on their next session or whatever. If it's like an in-the-moment kind of deal where you're like, crap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Hanging out with my coaches tonight. This is really fun.
Yeah.
anything else? I have like 5 or 10 more minutes before I hit my workout.
Ooh, I have more questions, but I feel like we could talk. We would be talking all night.
Bring it on. What you got? I'll do my squats while we talk.
Well, it's related to like something that happened or on my call with Rosemary this morning.
Mm-hmm.
During the call and even through some of the work that she's been doing for LFP, but she just had a big realization, and I could see this, but I'm glad she finally came to it, that she puts a lot of really high expectations on herself, and that she's a perfectionist and all of that. But she was like, I want to let that go, but I don't know how. And so I think I even asked her the question around, well, is this aligned with your current or future version of yourself? And she's like, no, it's not. And then we were getting to the end of the call, I think, by that point, but yeah, I guess I know from going through it myself that letting that go is not just going to happen overnight. You're going to like, it takes time, right? Mm-hmm. And some processing and all of that. But when you have a client directly asking you, so it's like, but I don't know how to let it go. How do I let it go? Like, what do you do then? Mm-hmm. And I mean, I think I just kept exploring with her a little bit, but it's like, is there things I should follow up with her to, I don't know. I guess I'll stop talking now, but.
First of all, congratulations on helping her have that realization. That's fucking awesome and huge.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it really like the insight, if you will, happened on the call in real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she's kind of had known a little bit, but then she was like, oh my God, I put such high expectations on myself. What? She's like, yeah. So yes, I think it really like hit her on the call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, that's such a powerful moment. Woo.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So I will usually, have them hold space for that insight to flutter around in their consciousness before doing, right? Before, like, what do I do? How do I do something, right? We jump right into the, like, okay, let's fix it. We need to fix it mode. Right. We talked about this the other day, too, I think, Ash. And so the acknowledgement and realization that she had in and of itself just cracked open a new line of thought for her, like a whole new paradigm that she's now seeing that she wants to move toward. And now she's clear about what she wants to move away from. That in and of itself can loosen the grip and the power of the previous paradigm enormously.
Right.
But like you said, it's usually not an overnight thing. Sometimes it is, but not always. And so I would invite her to journal and like actually set journaling as kind of the focal point with herself, self-time, taking walks, pondering and journaling, but not a lot of like masculine to doing yet, because there's a dissolving that needs to happen and a replacing that needs to happen like before action time, you know? So that would be my first suggestion is just like inviting them to like hold space and take space for, because their channel just opened. Like her higher self is like, yes, I've been waiting for this my whole fucking life.
Yeah.
It's about time, right?
Yeah.
So, inviting her to just like to kind of do nothing is the secret ingredient in this phase.
Right. And I didn't want to like say it in that way, but I did. Mm-hmm. I did say, well, I do really encourage you then to like journal a little bit more about this, and I can send you over some prompts and stuff. And then it opened up to a conversation around, so she went to this summer camp in France when she was younger, and that was the time where she says, she's like, I gave myself a handicap because I was in France and I spoke English and not the language, but it was the happiest time of my life because I just let go of all that pressure. So, so we talked about that, and that turned into like, well, why don't you treat the next month as like your summer camp in France?
Hell yeah. Perfect. That's awesome.
Awesome. Okay. So cool. Okay. Then I feel better, but like, yeah, because it was journaling and then talking about that, and then now she wants to create a whole, like, she's like, how can I create a low-pressure plan? Can you give me some stuff on that? And I was like, okay, for, like, the next month or to get through some of her goals. And I'm like,
uh-huh,
just need to slow down a little bit.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's so perfect. That action item is badass because it's referencing a model and an experience that she's already had, so it's not – absolutely intangible for her. There's like a tangibility to it, which is really helpful when we're bridging somebody from one way of being to another way of being. It's like, you know, there's these questions in the question lists around like, can you recall any examples of times when there's been exceptions or whatever, right? So that's great. And then, you know, on a more actionable, practical level, she knows what she doesn't want. That's great. So then does she have a sense of who she does want to be or the direction that she does want to move in, kind of in contrast to that, like with discontentments and longings.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why isn't that serving her? Where did that come from? And then it sounds like she has a willingness to take out those tapes and put in new tapes, so to speak. And this is actually where intentional identity stuff, like all that stuff comes in, right?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, your call, because this might be a little weird, but for some people, but the whole, you know, alter ego or intentional identity,
right.
You know, the version of herself, and just invite her to have fun and get creative. Like, who would you love to be? Who are your role models? Like, who do you admire? How do you want to feel? Those kinds of questions that help her explore the experiential part of it.
Yeah, that's a really good, I'm even going into that call based on what she put in some of her session prep, I was like, oh, we need to talk about like intentional identity and alter ego. We didn't get to it on the call, but these are good follow-up. That's a good follow-up for, I can send her some of those questions to like journal about and stuff.
And Byron Katie's work, if she has trouble letting go of anything, that's always a great tool. Oh, we lost Kim.
What did Kim have to drop?
I don't know. Obviously, Byron Katie's technique is super helpful, but you don't even have to use that oftentimes, because what happens is when somebody realizes that it makes a lot more sense to take a different path or be a different way than it does to be the old way, they typically tend to start orienting in that direction. So helping her identify like who she does want to become, I think the attention is now on what she does want, which is creating the transformation kind of in and of itself.
right.
Yeah. And then I just have to say, personality isn't permanent is really hard.
maybe I recommend that book. To her, she's been reading a ton of books. She really loved Untethered Soul, and said she also just read How to Not Give a Fuck. What's that one? That one?
Mark Manson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. But I was like, I do want to also read The Code, but then personality.
She hasn't read Code yet?
No, I'd recommended it to her a couple of weeks ago. I guess she hadn't gotten there, and I brought it up again on the thing because her expectation, all of her high expectations and stuff come from like her parents and all of that. That's what, because I asked like, where is this coming from? And we got into all of that, and it's all from her parents and from feeling like she comes from a middle or an upper middle class family. So she feels like since she has the resources, she has to be perfect and like has to perform on, do good and bring all this social justice to the world and stuff because she has the resources. She puts an intense amount of pressure on herself just because of how she grew up. And I mean, she's grateful and fortunate for all that. But then the bad side of that is that she just thinks that she has to be this perfect person because she's had all these fortunate things happen to her and all that. So,
yeah. You know, if she hasn't read Code, I would say that's, you're right, that's the next one.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, because that's, I was like, yeah, we need to break down some of those rules for sure.
That's going to fucking blow her mind. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Good call. Good call. And then, you know, depending on the dynamic, of course, but really helping her to zoom out and realize that, like what they were talking about today in the 3P call, right? Like that our thoughts are like the past and the future doesn't exist. So yeah. Anything we're struggling with or any stories we're telling ourselves about, oh, I am this way, or I have these habits. It's like, you know, you used to, and right now is a brand new moment, every single moment, right? Just realizing that it's all a story and that we're living in a story and it's up to us what story we're living in. That can also be really powerful. And thankfully Vision kind of, you know, opens the door to that line of thinking.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so, so excited about that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm sometimes awkward, but I think it's on my calls, but I don't know. It went really well and it was a good call. I guess it's not awkward. I guess sometimes I feel like she had a lot of great ahas and stuff. And I feel like maybe sometimes, and this is, again, this is probably something a story I'm telling in my head, that she's expecting like more from it, or like, we need to walk away with like, I need to do this action and this action. Cause she did tell me at the beat, like when during our working session, she wants it to be like very action oriented and all of this, but it's moved a little bit more. She's got some stuff in the way that she needs to break down. So it's moved into more of like heady stuff or what, like things she's got to address first before she can do some of the like action item stuff. So.
Yep. We do have.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. You know, a lot of what happens is subtle in the moment. I mean, it's great to when our clients have ahas in the moment, but it's like between things that the subconscious mind has the time to like alchemize and transform things and realizations and whatever. And that pressure, I mean, you get to set the expectation for the dynamic with her, and it's your responsibility to do so. So if you're feeling like there's pressure on either of you to, right, you know, do a lot or, you know, et cetera, like, remember that you can speak to that and slow it down and say, you know, I'm noticing that there's a lot of like all of this is internal.
Right.
And the results that happen from the internal, you won't even have to do that much because everything will be so aligned.
Right.
But her background and your background and most of our backgrounds, like coming from this mindset of like, do, achieve, you know, like check things off lists and kick all the asses and all that stuff. Like it's a hard pattern to break, but sometimes the slowest, most contemplative sessions are the most life-changing.
Right. Mm-hmm. No, that's fair. And and that's a good idea. Like maybe if it continues or if she says something, I don't think it's necessary. Cause I think you even said it in Aliana's session that you shared with us on coaching. I did even start because it is kind of it's our first session after the welcome, the initial session or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I did speak to that, you know, there's no pressure on these calls. Sometimes we'll have great, like, amazing, like, breakthroughs or whatever, and then sometimes they won't be, like, not so much. Like, you know, there's no right or wrong, and there's no expectations. I'm just here to, you know, we're just working together, and I'm here to support you to keep you moving towards the goals you want to accomplish, so.
Mm-hmm. Great. Perfect. So lifted the pressure cooker on that one. That's great. And if you have a sense that she's unsettled about her experience in any way, you know, it's good if she is, because that will show both of you how to recalibrate and, you know, what's not working. Or maybe she just needs a piece of information about why you're at where you're at in the process and, like,
right,
how everything is connected. Sometimes that's really helpful for people too. Like, why are we focusing so much on gremlins? Like, I want a job. You know, what are we doing?
Exactly. Yeah. She's like, I just want a job.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think Codex and then we do have, you know, really keeping that in mind that if nothing changes inside, nothing's going to change, probably. Right.
Yeah. Not usually. If,
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. I'm going to get myself up to a sweat, get my workout on. So fun to hang out with my coaches. This is really awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm proud of both of you. Like, oh my gosh, I'm a proud mama, coach mama over here. For sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have a good day, hanging out, ladies.
You too.
Have a good rest of your night. See you probably tomorrow. Or
right. Yes, actually.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations, Grady.
Oh, Lord. Okay. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.